producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Get back to the conversational action, things that hopefully you'll want to know, maybe things you need to know, and our thoughts and comments on them and yours as well. So if you have something that you want to get clarified from our point of view, help yourself to 888-302-3684, or you can email us at Doug or Rich or Jen at DougStefan.com. The price of drugs. Always in the focus, because healthcare is always in the focus. But right now, as we look at last year's surveys of what people have been paying for drugs, and you know how I am when it comes to the drug makers, the drug cartels.
You don't love them.
Well, what we talk, when we mention, or in general, the news media mentions the drug cartels, they are thinking or referring to El Chapo. But, hello, the large, powerful drug companies, Pfizer is one of them, Merck is another one. There are half a dozen of them that are multi-jillion, billion-dollar companies. And I maintain that many of them make their money in a scurrilous way, because if you look at the board of directors for many of the big drug companies, Eli Lilly is another one, and then you look at the board of directors, who's on the board of directors for Dow Chemical and DuPont and Monsanto and that bunch, you'll see a lot of the same names. So I don't think it takes a lot of imagination to figure out. People say, oh, Doug, you're so cynical. No, I think I'm just practical and realistic. This is big business and big money. These people have figured out a way to make you sick, and then they figure out a way to pay to make you better. That's the circle. That's the cycle. So to look at what it costs. Now, there are some legitimate drug makers, and there are many legitimate drugs that help people live life much better than they would if they didn't have the drugs. But having said that, how many of them are directed toward fixing ills that are created by the bad food that you eat, or the things that you do, that you put into your body, the things you ingest that are just harmful and need correction? So when you see the prices and look at last year and wonder what's this going to be like this year, the industry's pricing power in the face of the mounting criticisms of costs. Pfizer is, again, another example, Horizon Pharma. The U.S. prices for dozens of branded drugs have gone up in the last year, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14% in 1 year. And many of the increases have gone up even in the past month or so. So you wonder, there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that basically profiles this, which is a kind of a reach. Especially now that Murdoch owns the Wall Street Journal, they've been very susceptible to influence from advertisers. The news media is another culprit in all of this. It's sort of a triangle here. The news media is complicit because it isn't really the news media. It doesn't put in articles for the most part. Once in a while, there's a spark. The reason, by the way, the movie Spotlight and that series in the Globe in Boston that did as well as it did is because there was really no money behind the Catholic Church. Let's say the Spotlight team had gone after some, they usually go after public entities like the local transit system, or they go after the church, but they never go after businesses that are screwing their customers. They really don't. They'll go after maybe a housing authority, but for the most part, they stay away, and so do the other investigators. Remember the old days when most local television stations had an investigative unit? They called them the I-Team. They're going to go and uncover horrible things that are happening in your community. And they used to be pretty effective, but now they're not. They're just baloney. Oh, the tires on the buses are bald. Film at 11. Who gives a crap whether the tires on the buses are bald or not? That doesn't affect you. It might cause an accident, maybe something, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff that's just like wholesale horrible things going on that need to be they need to be investigated, and they aren't, because there's a conflict between the companies and their advertising departments and the newspapers and or the radio and or the television. It just, that's the way it is now. So it's very difficult, unless you can find somebody or some entity, some group, who's devoted to the public service of letting you know what the real story is. And the real story about drugs, the reason I'm giving you that whole ring around story is because the Wall Street Journal has notoriously been, especially since Rupert Murdoch bought it, staying away from these sort of investigative stories that make their advertisers look bad. And believe me, there's plenty of drug money at the Wall Street Journal. I don't mean El Chapo drug money. I mean Pfizer money. I mean Merck money. I mean Horizon Pharma money. And so to take this shot that the Wall Street Journal did at the pricing of drugs and why the drugs have gone to this point, it's just, and basically what they're saying is it's opportunity. It's what the market will bear, supposedly. I mean, that's what a lot of prices are based on anyway. And I don't say that that's bad in business, but at some point in time, people, this is what causes government to get into the regulation business when things get so out of hand. And we, you know, between Reagan and Bill Clinton, most everything was deregulated. And people thought at the time, that's a great idea. The airlines were deregulated, as I think they were the first one. But then all this other business that had government oversight, they just said, no more. Everybody, this is America. Price stuff as you will. The public will determine whether it will pay for the stuff or not. But when it comes to drugs, the public needs the drugs. And there's only one source, because, what is it, 10 or 12 years you have to keep the patent, and then it becomes generic. I think it's a 10-year cycle, 10 or 12 years. So under that circumstance, you make a lot of money the first 10 or 12 years. Hopefully you get back your research costs and make a lot of money. And, you know, that's kind of A-OK. But what brought it to everybody's attention was that company that bought, it wasn't Viagra, it was the, there was something that cost $5, and then the price of it went to $700.
Oh, yeah, the guy was in jail now for...
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a cholesterol?
Was it? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was something that was universally being used and then stopped. That kind of stuff, that gets into the media, into the news media, and it's going to have an impact. But for the most part, all this stuff is sort of doing business as usual. So I thought it was refreshing that the Wall Street Journal had that story, and I thought it was important for you to know what really is going on with all these big companies and how much they're charging because they can. And most of it is money that's being paid by the government through Medicare, or a lot of these people that are affected are over the age of 65. So, you know, they've got Medicare, and we're all paying for it through taxes. And that's one of the reasons they think they can get away with it, because, you know, people don't really necessarily look. I go back to Richie's old argument, look at your check and see what the stub says about how much you're paying in taxes. This stuff, this is the drug companies are making money because there is a tax. There's a tax. It's like the lottery. It's like so many other things, hidden taxes that really are things you can't avoid, like regular taxes, but yet they get masked in some other way. It's a round robin, and it just brings you around to realizing that there's less and less disposable income, less and less that you have of your own, especially our fixed income people that, you know, beyond the age of 65, 67, like in there, when most people stop working and they only have maybe some 401k money, if they're lucky, retirement money, and they have Social Security, but it's not probably as much as you had when you were working. And as things become more and more expensive, like these drugs, it just kind of is a screw job for seniors. That's basically, I don't hear the rest of you clamoring that I'm wrong, so I'm going to take it that you think I'm right. It's a screw job.
You're on a roll.
For seniors. I am, but I'm now done with my roll, Rich. Thank you. It's 16 past the hour. I'm now going to go to the jelly portion of this program.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say cross sandwich.
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, 18 after the hour. Jennifer Ritchie and I looking at this picture that we have published at DougSteffens.com of a man who was wanted dead or alive. Wasn't quite that dramatic, but he was a fugitive being sought in Ohio. Didn't like the mug shot that was circulating with the warrant for his arrest. So, what does he do?
Sends another one.
Sends a better one. Donald Pugh, wanted for failure to appear in court, multiple cases of arson, vandalism, theft, you name it. Lima police posted his picture on Facebook. A mugshot of him was offensive to Mr. Pugh. So, he said, this doesn't represent me. To rectify the situation, he texted police a selfie with a caption, "Here's a better photo than the one that's being used. It's terrible." Police then posted the new photo with a caption, "We thank Mr. Pugh for being helpful, but now we'd appreciate it if he would come speak to us at the police station about his charges." There you go. He looks like Larry Elder to me.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. He looks a lot like Elder, except Larry doesn't have any mustache. Yeah, he hasn't been caught.
So is Larry Elder, still on the loose.
Yeah. Still on the loose. There
you go. Know where to find him, CRN.
Right. Hotel building. This is a good sign for the economy. All these people, the news media, want you to be all scared because the Chinese, their stock market is rocking and rolling and the rest of the world is rocking and rolling and could mean bad things for our stock market. Nonsense. All over the country, new hotels are being built, and at least 865 are in construction now with over 100,000 rooms at cities all over the country. That's big business. So don't let somebody try to talk you into things thinking, telling you, or making you think things are back. And then, 21 after on Good Day.
Oh, $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Well, let's see if we can do some fractioning of football here in a bit. Richie went to the big game over the weekend and was disappointed in the last kick. The Patriots, the rumor is, have been letting games go so they could play easier teams. I don't understand
that
formula.
And my fantasy team really thinks. No, I think they have a lot of injuries. Their offense had a lot of injuries.
Yeah,
so they were trying to rest them.
Hey, I've heard this from other people, too, that they were being selective about the games they wanted to win. But I understand how that plays into the formula for who they play in the playoffs.
Well, I don't think they throw games. I mean, Rich can argue
this.
No,
they just
don't work. I don't think
players for the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. They want their best players to be rested, so they were throwing games towards the end. But you want to win. You want to do well if you're going into the playoffs. You want to win so you get the bye week, because last week a bunch of the teams had the weekend.
Yeah, we had the same situation with the Redskins where we had locked the playoffs, our playoff spot, and the last game was meaningless for us, so one of the rest players, but you still want that momentum going in.
Yeah.
So we rested players, but still played them and had momentum going in, and it didn't do us any good yesterday. So.
All right, so anyway, the reason we're talking about football and Beyonce is because Beyonce is going to join Coldplay for the Super Bowl halftime show. She was in last year, wasn't she, the halftime, or
she was
the year before?
A couple years ago, 3 years ago, and then Coldplay was in last year. And then I'm also seeing a rumor online that, what's his face?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno
I think
Mars
what they're trying to do, since this is Super Bowl 50, I think they're
going
to bring back some of their favorite acts. Yeah, so I would not be surprised to see other people announced. But Beyonce and Coldplay have done a song together, so that's why they'll be performing together.
All right, Rich, you got a piece of that, a snippet of the song?
I do, yeah.
The sponsor of halftime, by the way, is Pepsi. It says that Beyonce has confirmed they're going to be playing in the Santa Clara Stadium. Why? What are they going up there for?
Because that's where the Super Bowl is.
I know, but why? Why is it in Santa Clara? Why isn't it in Los Angeles or some place where there's a big event?
That's where the Super Bowl
is. Is that stadium that big?
I don't know.
Well, what's in Santa Clara? What am I missing?
That's where the Super Bowl is.
I heard that, Jim.
And that was the 49ers play?
So anyway, Beyonce makes an appearance on Coldplay's new album. They performed, she was 3 years ago. My God, I thought it was last year. It was last year, Katy Perry was after
Katy
that.
Perry.
So it was Beyonce, Katy Perry, and then Coldplay, in that order.
Was Coldplay last year?
Yeah.
I thought Coldplay was this year. Why would they have him back 2 years in a row?
I don't know. By the way, did you see Katy Perry, how affected she was last night during the Golden Globes?
I thought she was last year.
No.
Anyway, the information here, it's called the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Up there in Santa Clara, I guess.
Yeah, 49 with Katy Perry and Missy Elliott. You guys are so off by a long time. I don't think Coldplay's done it in a while.
No, okay. All right, so if people are excited about that, it's good.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
It's news to me, but...
Did you guys see Katy Perry at the Golden Globes, by the way?
I just said that.
Hello, did you just say that? I'm sorry, I was Googling. Holy moly.
She was completely out of place. She didn't
really?
Look like,
I thought she was hot. Oh my
what was she
God.
Doing at the...
She was... It was... it's all about...
Presenting
me.
A song award.
Okay. Yeah, no, she didn't.
When you put Katy Perry in, first search it comes up, Golden Globes.
Yeah,
she, her Golden Globes were showing.
Yeah, that's I didn't find her appealing. It didn't fit for me why she was there. She was. It wasn't
Google it, Rich.
Bad. It just is
gone. I'm there.
Didn't. She didn't appeal to me anyway.
Hello.
All right, so let's see. Richie's got to figure it out now.
Two reasons why she belongs.
The video of the day today at DougStephan.com is from The Tonight Show last Friday. During a commercial break, Jimmy Fallon, Billy Joel, and J.K. Simmons, who were on the show together, performed an impromptu version of The Longest Time. We got a little audio from it here, but you really should watch it because it is fun. J.K. Simmons is a great actor,
gotta,
I think.
You've got to come to the show.
Listen to this. Crank it up. That's J.K. Simmons. A little voice.
The State Farm commercials, if you don't remember who he is.
J.K. Simmons would be a good, very accomplished actor. He was very prominent last night. Listen to this guy. This is in a commercial break. They're doing this. So, Richie, this adds the fuel to why people like Fallon on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, he takes 5 minutes during a commercial break, does this,
yeah.
And hold on a minute, let me see something here.
Did they actually use it on the show?
No.
No.
No, but let me see, it was just released on January 7th, and it's already got 300,000 views.
Yeah.
So that's why Fallon is brilliant.
Yeah. But look at the fun. The thing that is neat about it is they are obviously having a lot of fun. And after all, don't we want all of us to have more fun? That's why we, of course, posted it at DougStephan.com, because it's fun.
But what Jennifer will tell you is that this is an opportunity for Fallon to inject himself into something, and it's all about Fallon. And that's what Jen doesn't like about it.
Yep, yeah. Exactly right.
Well, but in this circumstance, I think it's about, I think it shows, I mean, obviously, J.K. Simmons and Billy Joel wouldn't have necessarily, I don't know if they're friends or not, they probably are after this appearance, but they just look like they comfortably had a good time together. And isn't, again, you meet new people, don't you? You know who you feel comfortable with and who you don't, but that's very cool. Check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com, 9:30.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Investigating what's going on in the real world. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is with me. Rich McFadden is in controls in our studio in Washington. I'm in control of my studio. Jennifer's in charge of her studio. And here we are trying to figure out who's in charge of the heavens, of space. Look! Out of the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane! It's more asteroids!
Can you say that on the radio?
Asteroids? My name is Ricky Steffen, and I can say asteroids all I want. All right, so you want to rest easier tonight?
Please.
Please.
NASA has just launched a new office aimed at protecting us and other Earthlings from these bad asteroids. It's called the Planetary Defense Coordination Office. Ah, yes, another government agency. But
I'll tell you something.
This one seems like it might have some value. The Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
Would be a cool title to have on your business card, wouldn't
right.
it?
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
Can you imagine being a happy hour and handing that business card to somebody? That would be awesome.
I'm in charge of the Planetary Defense Coordination Office.
How do you talk that?
To have a drink with me.
So what do you do?
All right, so anyway, office is going to oversee all of NASA's efforts to detect and track near-Earth objects, like the one that passed us last week by 1.5 miles, but in consideration of how large space is, I ain't too far away. And you wonder what could make it go either way, because it's a vacuum in space, so there's no wind blowing it one way or another. So apparently they tracked it, they knew what the trajectory was. They didn't worry about it. But there are others that apparently they are worried about. The head of the department's name, Rich, is Lindley Johnson.
Sounds official.
Planetary Defense Officer, it says on his card.
That's really cool.
Planetary Defense Officer. NASA stepping up its efforts to protect the planet from any impact, teaming with the National Nuclear Security Administration.
The whole planet?
Who knew?
The whole planet?
Yeah, the whole planet needs
it. Let's say an asteroid's getting ready to hit Iran. Do you think they just go,
well, it depends on how big it is.
We'll let it slide.
We'll find this one.
North Korea, well. Yeah. Hey,
boss, North Korea's about to get pummeled. Yeah, file that. Right.
There's the circular file over there. Anyway, they're teaming up with, let's see, who else? Where else could we? Those would be the two main ones. Teaming up with the National Nuclear Security Administration. Who knew we had a National Nuclear Security Administration?
Wow. Come on, of course you knew.
You knew that there was an Office of National Nuclear Security?
Yeah, the NNS. Come on.
Jennifer, the NNS.
Listen to her. National Nuclear Security.
Right, yeah. Anyway, they plan to make sure that we have the nuclear weapons stuff that you can deflect.
I just looked up NNS.
Yeah? And?
New Numbskull Society.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
right. Numbskulls.
Anyway, this group is supposed to be added to their job is to deflect an asteroid, and if we had to use nuclear power to do that, that's what the National Nuclear Security Administration is all about. So, the question comes on what happens if the agency and other organizations can't deflect a body that will cause us harm. What does NASA say this new department would do? It will prepare us by alerting us as to the impact zone and what will happen when that impact zone gets blasted by an asteroid. What's going to be the emergency response?
You are about to be wiped off the planet.
Thanks for the
Thank news. You. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You've got about 48 hours.
Oh, my God. Listen to this. The Office of Planetary Defense Coordination is, according to its website, that the agency is committed to perform a leadership role in national and international efforts to detect the natural impact hazards. And they are engaged now in planning in case there's a need for planetary defense. There are 1,500 near-Earth objects that whiz past our planet every year. Some of them weigh 90 pounds. Some of them weigh 3,000 pounds. Some of them are 300 feet long, 3,000 the size of a football field. I'm not interested. I ain't going to be real happy if the Earth gets hit, no matter where it is, by something that's 3,000 feet long. And it's going to, 65 million years ago when the dinosaurs took the pipe. That's about the size of the astronaut that hit someplace in Mexico, too, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway.
That's how El Chapo will get a prison next.
There you go. Right. Yes. An asteroid will get.
Did you know they sent him back to the same prison?
Of course they did.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Right. I know.
So dumb.
Still, another hole he's got to find. So those of you who are interested in asteroid detection, this could be a new job. This could be like plumbing, heating, air conditioning.
Ace Ventura, asteroid.
Right. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Jen, I'll detect your asteroid anytime you need me to.
$50 million, the budget approval process. This thing has come about because in the last budget round, was that about a month ago, a month and a half ago, they have a $1.1 billion budget, and of that $50 million is for this new agency. So there you go, boys and girls. How about that? Feel good about that? Interesting. Okay, something else that NASA has been tracking, and so have the folks at the National Oceanographic and Hoosier What's It Administration, also known as NOAA, N-O-A-A, more El Nino. Apparently, this is not an El Nino. This is an El Nino wannabe. El Nino and El Nino light, a weather pattern that has started to cross the Western Hemisphere. This is, perhaps they call it Godzilla El Nino as well as El Nino light and El Nino number two. A monster weather anomaly wreaking havoc with the West Coast.
I'll tell you what's a number two, this weather forecast. This is, seriously, it's such a joke. They've been talking about El Nino and all the rain. We have 2 days of rain last week.
And everybody thinks
El Nino's
coming
here.
Apart.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking right now at my 10-day weather forecast, and there are, in the next 3 days, three chances of rain, the highest percentage, 20%. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Where is the rain if it's El Nino? Come on, people.
Who will
because
stop
it's fun
the
to
rain?
Watch Californians freak out.
But there's no rain to freak out over. Two days last week. It was really bad. I mean, it was a lot of rain, but give me a break.
This is there's also another nickname for this weather system. It's called the blob.
Overrated.
A huge mass of warmed ocean water. And when they say warm, it's about 5 degrees warmer than normal. It is right now today, Jennifer, lurking off the Pacific Ocean, just off the West Coast. I'm a block from the beach. It's going to get me perhaps by Wednesday. It'll reach from Mexico to Alaska. It's a 60-foot blob of water causing havoc with the weather. And it will perhaps bring all kinds of strange advisories for us.
It's going to be 60 degrees on Wednesday.
The end of the week.
Possibly it's going to happen.
The blob. And then there's Son of Blob that's coming later on, some of the forecasters say. We've got a blob. We've got El Nino, Son of El Nino, El Nino Light, Godzilla El Nino, Blob El Nino, Son of Blob El Nino.
And in the meantime, it's
called the Blob
degrees.
Watch. Right, Richie, you can probably find the blog. It's called Blob Watch. There is a blog. There is a blog called Blob Watch. So those of you who are traveling out here, you may you're going to go fishing or something. If you haven't seen the movie Point Break or Break, what is it? Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah, the new version of the old movie that Patrick Swayze was in. I think it's a better movie than Patrick Swayze's movie. It's more interesting. It's about more thrilling things. It's well shot. I like the movie, frankly. But anyway, it's not a good place to go fishing for the next week or so. It's not a good place to go surfing for the next week or so. It's called also, this is another one, Pacific Decadal Oscillation. It's also called the three R's, Ridiculously Resilient Ridge of Water. My God, they've got more names for this thing, like the Alberta Clipper. So anyway, if you are concerned about your health and well-being, better not come to the West Coast. Maybe I'll go back east tomorrow. What do you think, Jen?
Maybe.
Save myself.
I mean, you might as well run.
Right. I'm only a block from the beach, for God's sakes.
Oh, you're not going to bring Jen with you?
I could be overrun. She's on the other side of the hill. They're not going to go. Water's not going over the hill.
No. Yeah, okay.
My kids are safe. They're on the other side of the hill.
Just go to Jennifer's house. What do you need to go back
east
for?
I can do that. All right, so I'll do that.
We'll make a party out of it.
Yeah. We're having a party.
An El Nino party.
Is Brad Pitt a Republican or a Democrat?
I would guess a Democrat, but I don't know.
I'm thinking he's a Dem.
Please.
Nope.
He's married to that woman. He's got to be a Democrat.
Well, we know that her father is an extreme Republican.
Huge Republican.
Yeah. How about that? I don't know.
Why do you think that?
But this is interesting. Why would we be interested? This is a Facebook post. Celebrities that lead to the right, that lean to the right. Carrie Underwood.
Yes, that's one. Mel Gibson.
Well, that's no big... What? That's a surprise? How is that a surprise? Adam Sandler? That surprises me. That surprised you?
No, he's a big Republican. He loved Giuliani. Huh? He was a backer of Giuliani for
really?
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. So who else has been this crowd? Christian Bale? I don't think he's an American citizen.
Well, he's Batman. I mean, what do you expect? You know?
Most of these people are low-profile people. And I think that's intelligent. Keep your political opinions to yourself. Caitlyn Jenner, apparently a big right-winger.
Yeah. Well, during that interview with Diane Sawyer, she said she was a Republican.
Yeah, really. So does that mean, just because you're a Republican, does that mean you're a crazy right-winger?
No, I'm perfectly sane. Thanks.
Yeah,
you are.
Really.
But yeah, you. But do you think you're crazy? Both of you, you're not crazy right wingers.
I mean, we're all
more
right wing
than Rich these days.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, you are. Well, it's because he's been modified by my influence.
You're right.
Yes.
And I'm not. I just want to be left alone.
Although I actually think Chuck Norris, no surprise,
huh?
I think you're actually more right wing than Rich right now. On some things.
I may be.
You're more anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Bruce Willis, big time.
Oh, yeah.
He is. He's going for Trump. He's wearing a Trump hat.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I wish he hadn't stiffed Stallone and Schwarzenegger in that last Expendables movie. That was a bad move on his part. It just didn't. You know, you want to see these guys kind of all playing together. Robert Downey Jr.
That surprises me.
Big time. Yeah. Brother, right. Especially given, well, maybe he changed when he sobered up.
I'd like to know how they get this. Is this like from
Peyton Manning, Richie, that surprised you?
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
No.
All right, go ahead. What'd you say, Jen?
But how do they get this information? Like, how do they know Brad Pitt's a Republican? I mean,
is it like somehow,
they donate?
Yeah, maybe. Owen Wilson? I don't know if that's...
I've heard that before about him.
Have you really?
What about probably go to events or something.
What's his story with his brother?
Or make statements.
James Earl Jones?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Wow.
Well, once again, Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. Come on now. You'd think he'd be a communist.
On the dark side.
Right. You'd think he'd be an absolute communist.
Johnny Ramone of the Ramones. Now, that sort of surprised me.
Yeah, punk rocker there. Yeah, huh? Definitely. Punk rocker. All punk rockers.
Kelsey Grammer.
Well, we knew that.
You did? I guess. Yeah, never in the back of my mind. Yeah.
In fact, he got blacklisted, I think, for a while.
He did.
Because of that? Absolutely did.
Mm-hmm.
Selleck didn't, and he is.
Yeah, he wasn't as...
I think he wasn't as vocal. Kelsey Grammer, for a while, was pretty vocal, and really? He didn't work for a bit.
He even had a TV show that highlighted it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that cable show.
Dean Cain, the guy that played Superman?
Dean Cain is very out about it.
Yeah, how is that, Jenner? How do you know? What's
He goes on Fox News a lot. He's a pundit. You know, does he?
He was best friends with Chris Kyle, the sniper.
That's right.
Lindsay Lohan? I don't know what that does for the...
that doesn't help.
I think they say she and Britney Spears, for some reason, are Republicans. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I've heard Britney Spears.
Huh. Heather Locklear is on this list as well. I don't know why that surprises me, or it doesn't surprise me.
I'm telling you, all the hot girls are Republicans. Where's
Juliana Huff is. Where's Shatner on this list?
Is he Canadian?
I understand that, but which side of
it? He's not conservative.
He's not.
Although I think he's getting a little more conservative.
He never got a citizenship?
I think he's
dual citizenship, but just like Cruz.
When we were talking about politics, he's not real public about his politics, but he was talking to me lately about how he was intrigued with the presidential rundown on the GOP side. So
really?
Yeah, who knows?
What does that mean?
Well,
by the way, I'm not going to
be a Cruz guy then. If he's
I'm going to be in Palm Springs for that Shatner thing, the 29th. Jen Jenny can't go.
You're going to be in Palm Springs.
Yeah, so that doesn't work. I would like to go see that. All right, so I just thought you'd be interested in some of the names that are on that list. It is it's a very interesting. But why? Where's the same list?
It'd be too long.
For the left.
It would be too long.
People, you'd be surprised. Are left.
It's everybody else.
Oh, okay. 13, where are we? 12 before they are, 48 after.
And the rest.
Here on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, sandwich. Try that.
Sandwich!
Wow, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fresh air, the Doug Steffen Good Day.
Indeed, sir.
Program 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And joining Jennifer and Kenny and I is Richard Schemmel, who is a former BuzzFeed contributor and our technical media observer for this day. So I think it would be appropriate, Richard, for us to sort of go back to last week's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, and talk about what really is new, what really is going to affect people, what of all of those things seems to be something or maybe a couple of things that will really take hold in your opinion. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, so Richard Schemmel is here on Good Day in our Tech Talk time. What, for you, Richard, what came out of CES that seemed more significant? I'm talking about you before we get the overall view. You, and with your background expertise, what were you most, I suppose we could say, fazed by? What seemed to interest you most?
What I saw a lot of this year were phonographs. Whether they were self-contained phonographs or speakers or turntables, because I guess there's a resurgence of vinyl with a younger generation.
What's old is new again.
You got it.
We can't invent anything else. We've gone beyond the beyond, so now let's go back to the old stuff. It's kind of like making movies. We can't find any good themes for good new movies, so let's remake the old ones. That's what this sort of reminds me of. What else besides phonographs come from that category, you think, Richard?
I also saw boomboxes come back. You're seeing a lot of boomboxes with lights, with strobe lights, with colored lights. You know, whether it'll survive, who knows? You know, they're calling them tailgate boxes. They're the size of musical amplifiers. That you can roll around, and it's just unbelievable. I saw a new type of drones. Parrot came out with a drone that doesn't have blades. It looks more like a stealth jet.
Really?
Connected home. You're going to see a lot of, you're going to hear a term, Internet of Things, IoT. That talks about the connected home where appliances are connected to an app on your phone that you're going to be able to control. Personal health products, wearables, whether it's a band that does your blood pressure while you're walking, or a jacket, or just a unbelievable amount of wearables. The thing people have to remember about CES is about 80% of the products shown never hit the market.
Never get the market, no, right. Well, never, one of them that was prominent a few years ago, the Fitbit, is in the idea behind it, or is it the manufacturer who is involved in a lawsuit because they don't really work?
I picked up that story yesterday that they're alleging that it's giving inaccurate readings. Okay. Now, in my opinion, most of these wearables or health items, the reading's not going to be like if you go to a doctor's office.
No, for God's sake. What do you expect from it? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is that Edward Snowden appeared there for a brief period of time.
Right. Edward Snowden appeared via satellite at a booth that had these little robots that went around with video monitors and rolling around.
Fascinating.
And it's just unbelievable what they come up with, these designers and these research people.
Pretty good information. Thank you for that update, Richard. Richard Schemmel here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.